Mommy, came my son's cry for the third time that night. There's something under my bed. Can you come check? A brief pause before. Mom? Ethan had been going through that phase. You know, the one every kid eventually goes through. Where their imagination is at its peak and goes unchecked at night. The closet, the bed, cubby holes in the room that are too dark when the lights are off. The list of nighttime terrors goes on and varies for every kid, but for him, it was under the bed. Ethan didn't have a closet, and honestly, in hindsight, my husband might have done that on purpose. He was a secret genius when it came to this kind of stuff, one of the many things I'll always miss about him. I had been watching television for the last few hours or so, when I flicked a glance over at the wall clock. It read 1:12 a.m. It was a lot later than usual. I thought about just pretending I had fallen asleep on the couch, but I knew he would know better. Somehow, he always does. I muttered something definitely not PG-13 under my breath and sat up with my head in my hands for a few moments. Rubbing the bridge of my nose with my thumb and index finger, I heard him cry out again. Mom, please, I can't sleep. A part of me didn't want to go. A part of me wanted to just pretend I hadn't heard it and lay down and sleep until morning. What kind of mother would I be if I didn't go, though? Slowly, I lifted myself from the couch and shuffled around it, grumbling about the time to no one in particular. It'll be like any other time you've checked his room. Just get it over with, I would tell myself. You'll be out of there in a moment, and then you can resume your pitiful existence as a couch growth. I almost laughed at my own pessimism, but since Sam left, it was all I really had. Sam's old man slippers shift-shoffed across the floorboards as I lazily dragged my feet towards the bottom of the staircase. I gripped the end of the banister, pulling myself up the first step before staying there for a moment. This end of the house was so quiet now, I thought, sighing loudly before taking another step upwards. The TV light reflected harshly off of the photo frames hanging on the wall, and I shielded my eyes from the flashing colours. I remembered the day we hung them up. It was the first thing Sam wanted to do after we had taken them with the family photographers. He looked so sweet in that blue shirt, and Ethan wore this horrible overall set that his grandparents had bought him. I couldn't stand those people for the life of me. If I was honest with myself, I was a little glad that Sam had left, since I'd never have to deal with his parents again. Good riddance. As I continued ascending the staircase, I stumbled on my robe, which was half falling off of my shoulder and draping onto the wood. I caught myself with both hands on the banister, the heavy odour of scotch drifting from my mouth as I sighed in relief. Close call there, partner, I chuckled nervously to myself, because that's all there was anymore. And I stepped out onto the second floor. The hall in front of me was short, and Ethan's door wasn't too far from me now. I heard him start whimpering as I reached the top of the stairs, the pang in my chest reminding me that I should be quicker, while the sluggishness in my legs reminding me why I couldn't. I groaned aloud and whispered that I was coming. Running my hand along the wall, I slowly staggered down the hallway, passing what used to be Sam and I's bedroom. I had long since stopped using it, and now preferred to sleep on the couch. If you could call blackout drunk sleep. Sam never approved of my drinking, and I know it was just him looking out for me, but somehow it made me want to do it more. Ethan had been a short-term solution to a long-term problem, I guess. The sting in my eyes started up again, and I quickly shoved my sleeve into them, wiping the tears away before they had even formed. I knew I had to be strong now, but it was always so hard. I shakily knocked on Ethan's bedroom door, which was a fraction ajar. Ethan, I called. My voice hoarse and broken. I'm here, baby. I pushed the door open with my forearm and stared into the dark, my eyes since having adjusted to it. I scanned the room from desk to toy box to dresser to bed. It was just as I remembered it being, left exactly the way he liked it. Or rather, left the way I liked it. I almost cracked a smile, remembering how Sam would haze me for being too strict about tidiness, but the stomach-churning emptiness stopped me. I stared at the spot I would find Ethan. Blankets up to his ears, sitting in the corner of his room against the wall. He would point downwards with so much force, and he wouldn't stop until I got onto my knees and checked it for him. It was almost cute seeing him so afraid of nothing, the way only a mother could find that cute. I stood in the doorway for the fifth time that week, staring into my son's empty room, my heart full of pain and my eyes full of tears, staring at the spot I should have found him, listening to the chattering from under the bed. And this time, I stepped into the room.
And I closed the door behind her.
Hey creepy kids, it's Hurricane. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to let me know in the comments below and press those like and subscribe buttons. Today, I'd like to plug another YouTuber who is a very talented writer and all the stories on his channel are his own. I've just narrated one called The Phone Booth and loved every word. So I put a link for his channel in the description. Well, that's all from me. Take care and good nightmares.